You are now listening to Off-Road.
Hello, everybody. I'm Samuel Pierman, and you're here joined by my two co-hosts, Gabe and Brody. Say hello, Gabe.
Hello.
Say hello, Brody.
Hi.
Gotta adjust this microphone real quick.
Give me hello.
Why was yours all silly and mine?
I don't know. I'm in a silly mood.
You had a silly voice. I was screaming in the car this morning. I was so excited to drive.
Oh, dude, I'm in a silly
mood. I'm not. It's too early. And I get on the interstate, so it's not fun.
Dude,
interstate driving is not fun.
Oh,
Interstate driving is not fun.
Oh, wait, yeah. you get on the interstate.
Yes, I get on what we get on.
Oh,
to go home.
That's highway.
No, like, I actually, like, I get on I-70
or
something. It's Interstate 70 or something. I don't know. I get on an actual interstate.
Big one.
Yeah.
I get on the circle around. That's an interstate.
Yeah.
That's the freeway.
Is it a freeway?
That is the freeway.
Uh-huh.
Speed limit is 55.
I'm pretty sure that that's still technically part of the interstate, though.
Yeah, it connects to interstates.
It connects to the interstate, but it's a city loop instead. It doesn't. So if you stay on that road, you're not going to get out of the city.
But
not out of the state.
Enough about roads. Fellas, I wasn't here yesterday.
No.
I was kind of upset because I was feeling ill yesterday.
Did you play Fortnite? Minecraft?
No.
Are you sure?
Nope. I woke
Lego
up.
Lego Fortnite?
No. No. Enough about Lego Fortnite. Shut up. That's all I've been hearing about for the past week, man. Like,
dude, did you hear that they added Lego to Fortnite?
Oh, really? I didn't know.
And it's like Minecraft?
Oh,
it is like Minecraft. You build things.
Well, it's more like Rust, really.
No, there's no...
I mean, there is like that health mechanic and stuff.
Yeah, there's health mechanic, but there's no weapons.
I mean, it's pretty close, though.
You just have a sword and a shield.
And a bow.
And a bow. A crossbow.
So many things coming to that game. It's absolutely insane. But anyways, fellas, at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a special guest calling it. Somebody that you both might not know, but I know really well. Someone I know personally. Good
did you
friend
ever kiss?
Of mine. What?
Did you ever kiss?
No.
No.
Why not?
What? No.
Oh. Don't the French kiss their friends? It's like moi moi.
Stop. Okay. But this good friend of mine, he's the guy that started the show from the ground up, Ryan Smith. If you've ever heard of him, if you ever listened last year or the year before, he's the guy that started the show, built it up, and we'll get a chance to talk to him.
Is he listening right now?
Probably. Maybe not. Maybe. But he'll be calling in 9 o'clock, and we'll all get to have a nice time to talk with him. But let's talk about one major thing. Is finals going on for you guys this week?
No, next week.
Yeah. Next week?
Yeah.
Why do you guys get next
week?
So,
what probably me and his school do is we go Monday. So, my thing is they split up periods into 3 days.
Right.
Because there's an uneven amount. There's an odd amount of periods in a day. There's seven. So, Monday, I'm going to be taking my seventh period final, which is my Algebra 2.
Ooh, good luck.
Tuesday, I think it's even, so it's... So, basically, I don't even know if I would come here next week.
Because
we have... Because I have finals and stuff.
I'm not going to come Wednesday.
And then Wednesday, I definitely will not be here.
Right.
Because we have to take finals. And then Wednesday, we get out for winter break.
Oh, lucky.
I think.
Lucky you.
I think we get out for winter break that day.
Well, for our school, we did it a little differently. Tuesday is seventh period for our school. Monday was a completely normal day. Tuesday was a finals day, seventh period, but since I didn't have a seventh period, I didn't have to show up for the other half of the day, but I was sick anyway, so I couldn't show up regardless, because I don't think anyone wants to be hearing me hacking, coughing, and sneezing.
I do.
At all. No, you don't, Gabe.
Can you start hacking, coughing, and sneezing right now?
No.
Why not?
Because it hurt a lot. I didn't like it.
Bless you.
What?
Bless you.
I didn't sneeze.
Nobody sneezed.
I'm blessing
you for
yesterday.
You're blessing the past?
Yeah.
Blessing the past, present, and future. Christmas, past, present, and future. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh, Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas. But today I've got technically no finals either because it's first and second period. And technically this is my first and second period, what we're doing right now.
Right.
So I don't have to show up, but I'm showing up because one of my periods, where if we go to the study time, we get free points. which is quite nice.
I love 3 points.
Figured out my schedule.
What's your schedule?
Yeah, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is everything is that's the days. And then Thursday, I have no school. And Friday, I have no school. And then the 25th through, it's looking like the 6th, the 5th, I have no school.
Uh-huh.
Then I go back after that weekend.
Yep. Well,
2 weeks.
I mean, here at Ben Davis, we get off December 23rd to January 8th. That is Ben Davis's winter break.
I'll be here in the morning of that Thursday.
That Thursday.
I'll be here, yeah. I'll just go straight home.
Yeah.
Probably. I love it when I get to, like, come here in the morning and then just do whatever I want in the afternoon.
I love that feeling.
Yeah, that's the benefit of Area 31.
Yeah.
Is
half days.
Half days, technically. Kind of.
Some days.
Air quotes. It's like a full some day, days. Not quite.
Not all the time.
Yes, but besides the point, finals, they're tough.
They are.
So
hard.
Be sure, if you're listening right now and you are a student and you got finals, study for them.
Or don't.
No. Recommendation
just
is
recommend.
You could just not study.
Studying.
Listen, I do not recommend that you wing it.
I do.
However, okay, Gabe, that's you.
I have a gambling addiction at age 12.
Okay.
All right.
Recommendation is to study, but don't study so hard you stress yourself out, okay? Because I used to do that. I used to do that all throughout middle school, and it sucked.
Also, if you feel too good about a test, start to panic. Because every time I feel really good about a test, I do not do well on that single test.
What?
I like walk in. I walk in and I walk in and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna nail this test. And I go through the test. And I'm like, I'm nailing this. And then I get a D.
But have confidence.
Because you don't know what's going on. Actually, you're like, it looks right.
It looks correct.
Listen, have confidence when you walk into a test.
Don't.
Gabe, shut up. You're not giving good advice right now. Exactly. Keep your mouth. See, this is what you're gonna be sounding like. Okay, if I can find the.
Let's just cut off your mic.
This, you're giving some baby advice right now, Gabe, and I'm gonna need you to stop
baby.
Right now. So, listen, study for a test, but don't do so much that you're stressing yourself out. Because I did that once, it sucked. Do not stay up until like midnight, 3 in the morning.
Cram.
Yeah, no.
Don't do that.
That is bad. Because I also did that once, and I woke up the next day so tired and exhausted, I almost fell asleep like twice during an exam. It was terrible.
We also have finals here.
There are also finals here. That's right. For you guys.
Hello.
Because you're New Year's. So you guys have to study a little bit for that.
Theaters. I have to go pick that up and actually look up. Because he doesn't.
We have a
study guide. Because we don't have the answer key. We have to go look it up.
Right.
Yep. You got to find the answer.
Is it open note?
No.
You get a paper and you get a sit and then he looks at you and he just says. All right,
is it on computers or on paper?
It's on paper. It's multiple choice. So, you know. Yo, I feel like you guys will have a pretty good shot. I would just say look over it once or twice.
I just say good luck.
Okay, no.
Go for it.
Don't just, if you have a final, just write down notes. If you have an open note final, which is very rare. I've had a couple. If you have an open note final.
I had an open note math final.
I've had a reading open note which final, which was absolutely like, I was baffled by that. I was like.
How do you have notes for English?
Write down. You read a story throughout the semester, and then you take notes on the story at the end, and then they let you use your notes on the story. And the whole final is about that whole story.
For my English, my final is a presentation on a book of my choice. So I don't.
I'm holding up an L.
He's
to.
It
kind
of looks like you're pointing at me instead, with like the added support of a thumb. So you're like, sir. You were, like, pointing it at me, like shame on you.
But, no, I think it's important to study for those kind of tests, just in case you don't get lenient teachers like that. I think that's one thing that some people do overlook is the studying aspect of school. Because most people don't get good at it until, like, college.
Good I at think studying?
That, yeah.
Oh.
Studying is, like... You don't. Most people really don't get good at it until like college.
Yeah, studying is difficult. You gotta like make up your own way of doing
studying
things.
Studying and notes, both of those. People usually don't get good at it until college.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Because some people, like, I know some people just write down everything. Like, you don't need to write down everything.
Well, I mean, it puts it all in your head.
No, it's, but the thing is about notes is it's supposed to be short, quick. They're supposed to be, like, they're supposed to be, like, dots.
For you to read it afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be something that you can memorize and understand easily.
Without using five pages.
Yeah, you shouldn't need, like, 10 paragraphs of notes for one subject.
Yeah.
Back in Arizona in middle school, I was in, like, honors gifted classes, right?
Yep.
So I was taking, like, high school history in middle school, and she made us take these, like, weird Cornell notes or something. And it's like you get one ABC, two ABC, three ABC.
Ooh, those are... Oh, I hate those
kinds
of
like,
tests.
You had tiers and tiers of, like, notes, and she would grade your notes.
I, too, would have tiers and tiers. This is what I would sound like. Having to do something like that. Would tests be like that too?
No.
Where it's like A, B,
no,
one,
A, B, C. No, the tests
were
all like multiple choice.
Okay. Because I hate those kinds of tests. The ones that are like, oh, it's only a few questions and it's one with seven parts.
Oh, like, one A, one B, one,
yeah,
C, one
those,
C, one D.
I do not like those because that is a blatant lie.
Right.
That is
I want to rant about something when you guys are done.
Okay.
It's school related.
So, yeah.
But when I went to high school, I never had to do that again. And then after I moved from Arizona to Indiana, school got way, way, way easier.
Oh, so what you're saying is it's easier here than it was in Arizona.
Arizona, people were underpaid and, like, didn't have enough time to give to any student. But here, it's like the class sizes are just a little smaller and there's less stress.
Ew.
Yeah.
Arizona is more populated. But what I wanted to say is I don't like online math tests.
I do.
I don't.
I don't think anybody does.
McGraw-Hill has given me gray hairs.
Yeah, online math tests have always just kind of not been good because, I mean, during
they get really picky.
It's, like, it's so picky.
Yeah.
Like, if I add an extra space at the end of it or if I put the wrong thing at the end of it, I just don't, it doesn't give me the right answer. And so my teacher has had to resort it to us even just writing down the answers.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, doing the problems on it. And she's, like, has to go back through it. I got a 50 on a test once. My teacher went back over it. I got an 81.
A 50?
It's because of the way he put it in.
It's because of the way I put it in. I technically put it in wrong.
Yeah, because, like, if you add an extra space, an extra anything.
But I got the answer right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that is also why I just don't like...
Don't like math. I can deal with reading in English and everything else. Math online tests, but math tests I just don't mess with.
Yeah, I feel like math should be the one thing that shouldn't be online. It's I don't know. There's something about it.
It's like, so up to your interpretation
online,
on how to write it.
Like
right.
Online multiple choice. Okay, sure. That's multiple choice.
Right.
You got to look at the question. You got to look at your answer. You got to analyze it. But if it's online and you got to write something out, you know, any tiny little thing can completely change the way that it's put in because of the way that the programs are made. It just...
Right.
It only gives one answer.
Yeah.
Only one answer is correct. And the way you write it in any other facet is wrong.
Yep.
And that's not fair.
I mean, some of them, they have, like, multiple different variations
of
an answer.
I've had a couple, but most of them have been typing them out.
Yeah.
Typing them out.
They want them so specific, which can be very difficult. For starters, any question that revolves with E, you know that?
Or imaginary numbers.
Logs and logarithmics. They want you to calculate that without a calculator. Do you know how difficult it is to calculate the number E? E to whatever power?
Normally you can keep it in, like, whatever it is.
Yeah, usually. Usually. Which, that's the way that we're going to be doing it for our math test. Thank goodness. Because we're not allowed to use calculators on the test.
Right.
See, that's just a thing. We can't. But E is just something that you cannot calculate. It's not a number you can actually physically do because it's a letter.
Right.
It's a log. It's
a, like, made-up imaginary number. It's like pi.
Well, it's not really...
It's super big.
It's not made up. It's a real thing. It's just... difficult to calculate in your head or in general unless you're, like, super smart, which, by the way, I am I am 100% the most intelligent human being on the planet.
He actually has a huge head.
Like, actually.
His brain is struggling to fit inside of his head.
Yeah, that's...
It's so big.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm. So big.
But
he
anyways.
He looks like Jimmy Neutron.
Indeed. Jimmy Neutron's cool, man. He's got that wacky hair, though. It's very
strange. Could you rock that hair?
He could.
I think he could rock that hair. Yeah.
I could rock the...
He should one day come into class.
Yeah.
And
be Jimmy Neutron.
Be rocking that with a bunch of gel.
I'd have to use a lot of hair gel for that.
You could go Halloween.
Halloween? I could probably do that. Or I could pull off a Carl Weezer. Or Sheen. I could probably pull off Sheen.
You'd have to spray your hair.
I would have to spray my... I have to cut it short and make it stick straight up.
You'd have to, like... Dumb yourself down too. Sheen was a little silly guy.
Yeah, he's a silly little guy. He's a silly man. I relate to Sheen.
He had his own show.
Yeah, he did. He did get his own show. Planet Sheen. That was.
I'm so glad they did that.
Did it run for like only one or two seasons though?
Yeah.
Just because
it didn't get off the ground as much as like Jimmy Neutron did.
Yeah. But man,
it was quality though.
It was. It was quality.
They made a movie. Two movies, whatever, for Jimmy Neutron. It was good stuff.
Yep, I remember those movies.
CGI.
I don't remember it 100%.
I do.
I remember playing some of the games on the Wii.
Jimmy Neutron had a game on the Wii?
Well, he didn't have a game himself, but there was like games that involved him. It was like a Nickelodeon game.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was,
I
like,
had a couple of those.
Invasion of something, where it was like this orange ooze. Across Nickelodeon, like the entire thing.
I remember playing that game.
You remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it 100%, but it had like.
I know. When you said Red Nick Ooze, I was like, I know.
I don't remember the exact name of the game.
I don't either.
It was one of my.
I might look it up.
It was one of my favorite Wii games. I played all the time just because it was so good.
Have you ever heard of Poke Park 2?
What?
The Wii.
No.
No. It's Pokemon. But it's got a plot and it's really cool and you should play it. I remembered it this morning and it hasn't left my head ever since.
I'd have to get my Wii back because my brother took it.
I have it sitting in my living room.
I'd have to borrow it back. I also had like the first couple of Mario games, like the original Mario games. It was like the 40th anniversary for them, I think, which gave you like the original Mario, Mario 2, Mario 3,
Mario 3 XL.
Not XL, I don't think.
Mario 4 Gold?
No. Not 4 Gold. But it just had the first couple. And it was a really nice game.
It was a SpongeBob game.
Yeah, it was.
It was called... I have it right here. SpongeBob SquarePants Nicktoons Globs of Doom.
Globs of Doom. That's it. Oh, I remember playing that game.
New Doom game.
So much. It was not a Doom game.
Globs of Doom.
But... Oh my gosh.
This is what the game looked like.
Yeah,
I don't like the way it looks.
Show me that.
His beautifully rendered face is covered in like what looks like slime.
Dude.
It is. It's orange slime that looked like, I don't even know, corrupt.
They like dumped it.
I don't remember the actual gameplay. I just remember orange slime.
Younger me thought that was like the most high-quality game
peak
in the world.
Game.
It was so fun to play.
Well, I mean, on the Wii, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you ever play, like, Disney Infinity?
No.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
Got one understanding.
It's like a
here.
Sandbox. It's like a sandbox type game.
Yeah.
Okay.
With, like, The Incredibles, Monsters, Inc. I think eventually when they got Marvel, I was going to say Marvel. Star Wars now. They got a bunch of stuff. It's a sandbox. You could go play different modes. It's kind of like, I feel like it could have been better if they went with a Roblox format where you could pick maps to play.
It kind of did that. You had to make it all yourself, too.
Yeah, you had to make it all yourself, which is not fun.
If you didn't have, like, Xbox Gold, whatever, it wasn't as fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's switch it up a bit. Just, like, for a second. Christmas break is coming up. And I want to ask you guys, what do you guys got any plans for it?
I have a huge plan.
You got a huge plan?
One singular.
How huge?
Okay.
Is it the entire
let's
break?
Let's hear.
It has to do with...
Are you going on a cruise?
Said...
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going on a cruise game.
I read his mind.
I was going to be like, it involves a boat in Mexico and going there on a boat.
Those dolphins
but
are a little feisty.
Yeah, I'm going on a cruise to Mexico. Mexico.
Should be scared of the dolphins.
Yeah.
I actually am not, and I've seen seals, and you've I've seen dolphins, and I've seen sharks.
Seals?
I've been in the same water as a shark.
Ooh.
So you know what kind of shark?
I don't remember, but it wasn't like a huge shark or like a great white, but it was pretty cool because they threw food in the water, and they would go eat it, and you just saw like sharks thrashing, and it was so like, my parents have videos of it and like pictures. I saw a turtle, like a sea turtle. I saw a bunch of fish. I saw dolphins.
Like, were you in a scuba cage? Like,
it's not a scuba cage. I was just going out there around in the water.
You were just hanging out there. No gear.
No, I mean, we had snorkels.
Okay, well, that's not really gear.
No, we had none of that stuff. We kind of just hopped in the water. It wasn't a big shark. It maybe was as long as this table.
Oh.
That's a huge shark.
That's not still, that long. I'm saying like this table.
Dining table.
That's
massive.
Still
from
a
here
little
to
long.
The end
like
of that little curve.
Bus, dude.
That's still a little long. I mean, it's not the biggest shark in the world.
Right.
But it's still a pretty big one.
Right.
For reference, that'd be about like, what, 1.5 yards?
3.5 school buses long.
No.
Ish.
If I ever see a shark that big, I am just never going into the ocean again.
My stepdad wouldn't get in the ocean. I was like, why? You could see sharks up close and personal. Like, that's so cool.
I think you just answered your question. You get to see sharks up close and personal. No one really wants to get face to face with a shark.
Imagine.
Okay, but you know what I'm going to do if a shark comes up to me?
Spin it.
Spin it. Yeah.
Give them the good old rotation.
Yeah. Grab their nose because they can't reach because they don't have their jaws are weird and they can't like because like our jaws can't extend out, but their jaws are super far back in their nose. So that nose, you can grab their nose and flip it.
Yeah. You could just grab
it. Tear up your hands because sharks have very, very rough skin that like can tear up your hands.
They don't use moisturizer.
Yeah, but you can then just flip them upside down and
walk then they
away.
Go away.
Yeah,
they turn over and they walk. They swim away.
Yeah, because they've got like a
skincare routine is.
Yeah,
they've got like a weird thing with their head. I don't know exactly what
I don't
it
remember.
Is, but if you flip them, they just stop functioning for like 10 seconds.
Yeah,
which
and then
gives
like
you enough time
they completely forget what they were doing.
Yeah,
and they just swim away.
Or in like if you're in a desperate situation and you're going up against a shark, you just go for the eyes. That's the weakest part of it.
Just
find a shark barehanded.
Poke him in the eye.
Recommendation, do not actively go out searching for a fight with a shark.
Search for a fight, but go out and look for a shark. They're cool to look at.
Yeah, look at sharks, but try to not fight them. If you ever get a situation where all of a sudden shark wants your money or whatever, you might want to start, you know, fending yourself off, giving yourself some defense. Because, oh my gosh, sharks are terrifying. But some of them are pretty cool. So there's like thresher sharks.
Thresher?
Yeah. They're like small blue sharks, and they have a really big tail that they use to paralyze prey with. They're like spin, slap a fish, and just stun it.
Sounds like a scorpion.
No, not like a scorpion.
Do they have claws?
No. What? They just spin and slap fish, and then just eat them.
Mantis shrimp?
What?
No. I know what you're talking about. He's talking about the thing that goes at like 2,000, 3,000 miles per hour.
Oh,
and it evaporates water around them, and then it like becomes hot as the surface of the sun for like a split second.
Yeah, mantis shrimp are cool, but also pistol shrimp are also pretty cool.
Is that what I'm thinking of? Am I thinking of a pistol shrimp?
Yeah, no. You're thinking of a pistol shrimp, because what they do, they snap their claws so fast that it creates a bubble of air so hot that
it's
just
like this
instantly kills a fish. Just... Somehow, and it's so tiny. You see a pistol shrimp, it's so small.
The strongest thing on Earth.
Like, they're terrifying.
Like, ratio-wise.
Like, they're so small.
We could pin one of those if we, like, sized it up against, like, an ant.
We're not sizing up nothing.
Who would win? An actual deep-sea powerhouse that can instantly kill a fish or an ant?
Well, ants are pretty cool, too.
Well, which ant?
What kind of ant?
A big one.
A big one. How big?
Big enough.
Come on, you gotta be very specific. It can't just say an
that's
ant.
Like, I think ones? Like you would, it would destroy your hand if a human went up to it.
It would hurt.
An ant or a pistol shrimp?
A human.
Well, it has
if
to be
if
in
you
the
got
water,
pinched
though.
By that thing,
it would hurt.
it would like just your finger would not be good.
The claws are really long and very muscular, but they're not like wide like a crab claw. Which
I don't think they'd get your entire hand.
It'd pinch you.
Yeah, it'd pinch. Probably tear some skin a bit, but it wouldn't like
maybe cut off like half of your hand.
Well, it wouldn't.
I think it would not. I think an ant would not fare well. Any ant would not fare well against that thing.
Can I get a t-shirt that says, I got attacked by a little shrimp and it ate my hand?
Probably. I'm not selling them.
Go to, what's it called? Go make it custom made.
Yeah,
go get yourself made a custom made.
Go to a website or heck with it. You're in, you know what the lucky thing is? You're in Ben Davis. You can go to the,
they have a t-shirt making
graphic design people here.
I want to go over there.
Just go to them and ask for a shirt. Just be like, hey, I need you guys to make me something. But you got to pay them. All right? It's commission work. You got to pay them, man. I don't know. It depends. What are you making them? What are you making them make for you?
T-shirt.
What did you just say?
T-shirt.
That said like blah, 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 blah.
That should be what the shirt sounds like when you, like, punch it.
Anyways, Gabe, what about you? So since we know about Brody's Christmas plans, what about you?
I was thinking I was just going to go hang out in Carmel with my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to do in Carmel?
Probably take a nap.
Take a nap?
Yeah. It's cozy up there.
It is. Carmel's a really big place.
It's like, it reminds me of, like, back in Arizona, because we had an old, like, half of the city, whatever, was half really old and half really new. I'm like thinking of like it's like 1970s, whatever, but it's like newish enough. Like, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to like get a reference point, but I'm losing my train of thought as I'm like thinking of reference points. So like, what would you think of like when you think of like old Western?
Old Western?
Old Western.
How old Western are we talking?
Like Wild Wild West.
We'll say cowboy times.
Cowboy times. Yeehaw. I think a lot of dust, tumbleweeds, wooden buildings, saloon fights.
Taverns.
Okay. Now do that, except it's in a trailer park with a road going down the middle.
That's Arizona?
Pretty much. That's the entirety of Arizona.
Well,
summarized. And there's like one really rich guy there who drives a Tesla.
A Tesla?
Nice.
All right.
They have one nuclear generator facility, whatever.
Well,
on the west side.
Me? You want to know what I'm going to do?
What?
Field trip to space.
Germany.
I'm going to... No, I'm not going anywhere. Spending my time and my fun with my family for Christmas.
Oh. I'm going to be here for Christmas. I'll be in Indiana. I won't be on a cruise ship. I'll be in Indiana.
You'll be home Christmas?
I will be home for Christmas. But after Christmas, like the 30th, I will be heading down to Tampa Bay.
The 30th,
not Tampa
so
Bay,
you're gonna celebrate
it's like Alabama or something.
New Year's out there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
What time zone?
I'm going to miss my, oh,
I think that's him.
Oh, it's him.
WBDG.
Oh.
Oh.
Is this the guest I'm thinking of?
Oh.
It is.
Oh.
Hey, I'm going to put you on. Give me a second.
And we got to figure out how to...
That's him, fellas. All right.
Do you know how to do this?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, he remembers.
That's one button. And now, I got to push the other button.
Now.
Is that Hello? The
other button? Ryan, I believe you're on. Can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you. Hello, Giant 90.9. My name is Ryan Smith. I'm from last year. I'm currently eating a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
Oh, my gosh. Is it good?
You got any sauce on there?
It's very good. Mayonnaise.
It's my boy.
All right.
I made this in a panicked hurry because I thought I had more time. The bacon is a little undercooked. It's very chewy. I might get
chewy
food poisoning.
Bacon.
Did you make
Are you
that's
a
the
chewy?
Sacrifice I make.
Are you a chewy
that's
bacon or a crispy?
Listen, buddy. No, listen, buddy. This is my 15 minutes now. This is my 15 minutes of fame. That's the kind of sacrifice I'll make for this radio station.
Yep.
See, I may be gone, but I'm still putting in the work. I'm still putting in the effort.
The soul is still here.
The dry effort.
What about alumni?
All that elbow grease ain't for nothing.
So, Ryan, tell me, how's college going for you, man?
I dropped out of college.
Wow.
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How long did it take?
I mean, the bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. I'm living like a king. I'm so happy. That's what the kids are saying nowadays. I'm so flawless and fierce. Currently going to a job interview later today. And even though I just said that, any radio people listening, hi, my name is Ryan Smith, and I would love to work for you. I have a wonderful catalog of entertainment. I work in all fields of entertainment. I will learn a new field of entertainment if you ask me to. And I'm a sellout. Give me an ad read, I'll read it for you, baby. I love everything. I'll endorse literally anything.
Absolutely anything.
Hear that radio station?
Absolutely anything.
Will you endorse the marathon just a little bit?
Yeah, the WBDG 58th. Oh, my God.
57th was last 58 year. 58
years. Listen, bud, I knew that. 58 years of Giant 90.9. Can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen?
No.
I sure as heck can't.
Almost 60
I was
years.
Only around for 18 years of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been around for 17.
Lemonade that's killing people?
What?
What?
There's this lemonade.
The Josh Lemonade Panera. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, this guy's just dropping brand names. I was going to be quiet about what it was, but I guess it is public news now.
Yeah,
no, it is public news.
I heard about this from my aunt, who was visiting from Germany, who was telling me all about her rashes she got while on Mount Everest. That's real.
Real? Mount Everest is real?
She got rashes in Nepal. Anyway, this she was telling about this lemonade that, like, kills people. And I came to the conclusion that I've had this lemonade before. It didn't do anything to me. Maybe I have the heart of a lion, but...
You had to drink more.
I think it's, like, 400 milligrams.
Per drink, yeah.
Caffeine.
That's
drink.
Awesome.
Wait.
Well,
it's more like 380.
Yeah.
I had gotten one of these after doing a show at the station. This was back at Area 31. I would leave with a crew full of people, and one time we went to Panera. And I've never been, like, harassed by a waiter before. Like, I don't think it was her job either. She was, like, a cashier. And we all ordered, like, normal drinks, except for one of us who ordered the cyanide lemonade or whatever it's called. And the lady was like, yeah, you get it in the back. And then she kept looking at all of us like, and remember, you're not allowed to steal any. We were like, okay, cool. None of us were interested in this lemonade. But she wouldn't stop mentioning, like, don't steal any of the lemonade. And she was staring at all of us like we were going to steal the lemonade. And we get our food, and then she walks over to us and goes, that lemonade sure is good, right? Did any of you boys steal any? We're like looking at each other like, no, we didn't. And then... we were eating, and I had this, like, disgusting, it was like a piece, it was just like a pizza on French bread.
Oh.
I like eating food that makes my stomach hurt, I think.
Why?
But,
yeah, same.
I like to hear funny noises in my stomach. But I keep eating, and then this lady comes back over and over. And it's like, it was... something inside of me woke up, because I've never yelled at anyone, I think. I've never yelled in my entire life. If you know me, you know I'm a cool-headed guy. Yeah. I never get angry or upset at things. But I blew up on a Panera worker because she wouldn't leave us alone. We didn't steal any lemonade, but now, looking back, I think she was in the right. I think she was worried that one of us was going to drink the lemonade.
She thought that you guys were going to take a sip of the poisoned lemonade.
She knew it was going to happen.
Oh.
She was a kind soul, and I mistreated her. And if you're out there, lady, you know who I am, and I know who you are. I'm so sorry. You were so right. We didn't steal any lemonade still, and you can get off our back, but, like, thank you for looking out for us.
So,
furthermore, the FDA is really cracking down on it. They've taken out about 6 lemonade stands in my neighborhood. I've been seeing it like it's like the ATF. Like they shot a dog. It's terrible.
Oh my God!
The ATF for lemonade.
It's the okay. I'm remembering on a radio station. Okay.
Oh man.
Who are the two new people, Herman? I don't keep up.
Oh, yeah, I haven't introduced you guys.
Hello.
To Ryan. Okay, so you guys,
today.
Ryan, to you. Ryan,
yes, to the viewers.
Ryan is the founder, maker of this amazing show, Off the Rails.
Co-founder.
How good are you at the lottery?
Okay. Hold on a second. Before we get to the...
I'm not going
to
get my answer.
The personal questions. Brody.
Hello. I am Brody. I am a co-host, and I think all three of us are co-hosts now, because Gabe has been on so many times
now. Am I recognized?
You are recognized. I think he's recognized.
Yep, and this is Gabe.
Hello.
Gabe Heiser.
Hi.
Nicknamed Heisenberg, because of his
last name.
Walter White.
Yes, Walter. Exactly. And Ryan, you've just now been introduced. Got anything to say to my fellows here?
You really think you got this?
Oh yeah!
You really think you can keep my legacy?
Yeah, this will go
I'll
on for generations.
I think Pyramid
your
is the
show
one
will be
you.
Your show will be carried on for generations. I probably will take it over next year, and I'm going to keep doing it next year.
You should.
There will be.
Which one of you is talking? Is that Brody or is that
Brody.
Heisenberg?
It's Brody and Heiser should be on there next year too.
I'm not going to be here.
Oh yeah, he's a senior.
I keep forgetting that.
We all keep forgetting that. I'm going to bring on two new faces. Not one named, not Jason.
I know then, that, like, okay, so we got this Brody guy, and he's going to be carrying the white flag or whatever.
Yeah.
Can we get Trey Hanna in
try and get him. Do you want me to come go and get him?
No, like, can we get him as, like, the catalyst for the new show? Like, these new hosts, like, can we get Trey Hanna on the station, please?
I don't know about that one.
Trey's new show. We just let him go off for an hour.
I've never.
Yeah, we let Trey do his own thing.
I've never had him on the show, and plus he's a
senior. I need Trey on Off the Rails. This show is really falling off without Trey Hanna. Trey Hanna is my legacy, Pyramid. I know, like, you've been under the wing. I know, like, you text me about advice for the show, but, like, it's just me and Trey go way back.
Yeah, far back into last year. I almost said next year, but that wouldn't be possible.
Unless, no, we go back before that. He's known me for a long time. Don't worry.
Known you since you first popped out and were set in a hospital bed?
Holding hands in the hospital?
I was made in a pastry dish, but thank you for assuming that.
In a pastry dish? Were you a test tube, baby? Oh,
Pillsbury
no.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
I was a... I was made in a cave.
In a cave.
Crap.
My scientist.
Oh my gosh, Ryan.
Fire.
I never knew this about you. Do you have superpowers?
No. My superpower is being unemployed right now. So, if any radio people are listening right now, hey, my name is Ryan Smith. I'm looking for work. My last name is being changed over to Ryan Eyestone. And just in case, you know, I may pop up there with a different name, you'll know. You'll recognize the face. You'll recognize the hair. You'll recognize the voice. All that really matters is what's coming out of my mouth right now, isn't it? Really, that tonality. Don't you love the timbre of it? Ladies and gentlemen, I will serve you all well. I am your jester. I am your fool. Please hire me.
Can you change your first name to Radio Man?
Listen, buddy, my TikTok handle is Radio by Ryan. If it turns into Radio by Radio, it's going to fall off. Everyone's going to be confused. They're not going to get it. There's also a plug for the TikTok. That's at Radio by Ryan, capital R, capital B, capital R. Also, my YouTube channel is at Radio by Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your YouTube handle. Hey, isn't that where you posted that video of the Wolf Talk thing?
Yes, actually, Wolf Talk is right next to me. I'm looking at it.
You're looking at him. Dude, that is such an amazing album of...
Yes.
Amazing.
I now have a cassette player so I can listen to it whenever I like.
Oh, you
And if you're confused at home about, man, what is this Wolf Talk? What is this weird side gag? Go, hop on to at Radio by Ryan on YouTube, and you can see me and Pyramid, a.k.a. just me, while Pyramid records quietly, listen to... One of the greatest things ever created as a senior parting gift to me by a dear friend named Henry Whittle. It's on my YouTube channel. That's at Radio by Ryan.
Oh, my
God.
I love
the self plug.
Yeah.
It's
always
shameless.
Always with the plugs, right? Hey, anything else you want to plug in real quick?
Probably his phone.
Please check out WCRD. Max is on that. That's Ball State's radio station. Max is actually, like, good at his job and has a career ahead of him. I eat BLTs.
You made the BLT, though.
Yeah, you...
I made the...
You're a chef.
I'm well off. Max, listen, if me and Max were in the wilderness together, like, I'd survive, but Max is going to make it in this corporate world. Mm-hmm. Marx loves a kind of fella like me, but John Ford was made for people like Max. Max was made for people like John Ford in this America.
It's believable.
It's absolutely amazing. And if you don't know who Max is, he's talking about Max Gilley.
That's the other co-founder. He's two-thirds of Off the Rails. I'm cutting you off. Oh, this is my show now, Pierman.
Oh, okay.
Taking over.
I'm handing the torch back to
my,
you.
This is my Ozymandias. You will find a statue of me in the sand, half buried.
What is Ozymandias?
Bless you. Ozymandias. You watch Breaking Bad. Heisenberg. Ozymandias is a great poem, and it's referenced in Breaking Bad. Man, you guys suck at your jobs. They're all fired.
I'm
you just fired all of us.
You're all out. You're all Fs.
Wow.
F's not an F. I need my GPA.
Are you free tomorrow morning?
What?
Ryan.
Excuse me?
Are you going to be free tomorrow?
No.
Oh.
He's a busy man.
He's a busy man.
What time do you normally wake up?
That number ranges from 1 to 12.
Like, can you set it to, are like, we 7? Saying a.m. to p.m., or are we just saying, like, p.m. to p.m.?
If we're using military time, that's 0 to 23, buddy.
Wow.
Oh, yep.
Ooh. Not 24?
Oh. That's not a number in military time.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
Oh, my gosh.
We can make it up.
You start at 0.
Start at 0, 0, 0.
Midnight, baby.
And then 001.
So 0,
0,
0, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
You can count.
There's no 24. That doesn't make any sense. You go back to 0 after that.
Yeah. Why can't we add
that
a 24?
Weird.
Yeah, it's 23, 59, and then it goes back to 0.
I want
to
throw in a 24.
This show's really falling off, guys.
Well,
what's the song queued up, Pierman? It's almost time to go.
Oh, the song queued up? You're right. It is almost time to go. What song do you want, Ryan?
Put on my song. What's my song, Pierman?
Is it 1979 by Smashing Pumpkins?
No.
Is that one song by Carsey Headrest?
Echo and the Bunnymen by... Oh, sorry. It's The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen. Put on The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen, and I'll give it a little dropout.
Okay,
drop
gotcha.
Out.
Yes, sir. Here you go. All right. We're queuing up.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, Drive 90.9, thank you so much for having me on Off the Rails, hosted by the amazing Samuel Pierman, Brody, and Heisenberg. I've been Ryan Smith, an old co-host and original founder of this amazing, amazing show. Please remember to tune into the annual WBDG Marathon, the 58th annual marathon, ladies and gentlemen, celebrating all the classic hits. All the variety you could ever ask for. And now, Echo and the Bunnymen. Goodbye. Mwah.